what would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
What everybody's trying to say all of the times. This is John Forward on St. John Forward Radio. We are live on local FM 107.3 in St. John every Monday night, 9 to 10 o'clock. And this is the show, and this is the words I make with my mouth. Had a pretty good week since last time. As mentioned last week, we had, me and, my lady went down to America to see Run the Jewels on Wednesday, at the State Theater in Portland. It was a good time. It was a great show. The opening DJ guy, Nick something, I didn't really like him when he was just DJing, but he had a couple of different rappers come out and do songs with him, and that was good. And then the Gaslight Killer was more of a straight-up DJ, too, but he was a little bit more interesting. It's not something I would put on and rock out to at home, but if I was in a club, I wouldn't have complained. It was a good time. And then Run the Jewels came out and just destroyed it. I don't really know how to describe it. It was a really good setup. They had the big fist and gun zombie hands on the stage. I saw other pictures from other shows where they were held up higher up. They were just kind of sitting on the floor. But at the time, I didn't know of the possibilities of floating hands. So hands on the stage is what I had to make do with, and I was not disappointed. I think I am getting too old for going to concerts, though. We got in line around 7 o'clock and didn't leave there until like 10 or 11. And if I had had to stand up the whole time, my knees would have shot themselves in the knees. And I don't know, we at the State Theater in Portland is a good setup. There's rows of seats. We were at the front row of the seats, but as soon as people started coming in, we are not very tall people, and as soon as anybody stood in front of us, we couldn't see anything, so we went up to the old person section in the upper balcony and had a nice seat and very comfortable. Easy access to bathrooms and bars, and we could see everything. So it was a good time. Didn't do any comedy shows since last week. I went to see one at Chuckles with Ron Vaudry headlining. My guest who we'll be talking to in a little bit, Brian Godso, was on that show, and Brian Giles, who needs to get over here and do this show sometime. Roger LeBlanc is also there. And, yeah, it was a great show. The last few shows I've been to at Chuckles have been really good. There was a phase where I was questioning whether or not Chuckles would even continue, like, even before Yuck Yucks came around. The last show that I did didn't have many people there, and it seemed to be petering out quite a bit. But these last few months, the shows have been very well attended, and good shows, and fun to go to. They took out the pool table, VIP tables, this past month. That was probably for the best, so that they have tables that actually face the stage and are not, in fact, pool tables. You want to just shut the door. Yeah, that was going on. Also, I'm looking at staring down the barrel of 3 weeks of my prescription for time off work. Today is day one of my 3 weeks off. The end of last week was, I was already planning to be on vacation to go to the Run the Jewels show anyway, so Just spent all day just wondering what I'm supposed to be doing with myself. I feel like I should be accomplishing something because I'm off work. So I spent about 2 hours on the job banks just clicking through stuff, opening some tabs, and then when I had too many tabs, I'd go through and I'd close the tabs that I wasn't qualified for, but it's looking pretty grim. I haven't applied for anything. I've got a solid list of stuff bookmarked. I didn't really see anything that jumped out at me. There is no famous professional comedian postings so that I could just quit my job altogether and focus on my art. There was none of these jobs as a bullet point were saying that stand-up comedy is an asset. So that was very disappointing. I don't know. There's stuff that I'm going to apply for grudgingly. I'm not sure if it's going to be any better than my current job. If I can even get... I'm pretty good at doing interviews, but I'm really bad at getting interviews. I'm not really sure. And, yeah, just lots of call center stuff, which I hope that I don't need to go to. But, I don't know. So I did that. I hit the gym today. What else did I do? I bought some bounce sheets for the dryer. That was pretty exciting. Did the dishes. I don't know. I'm on stress leave. I probably should just be lazing around the house, becoming unstressed, but I don't know. I feel like I got to make the most of my time, but I'm not going to be able to apply for jobs every day for 3 weeks. That's just madness. There isn't that many to even come up. So this week, I'm probably going to plow through that and apply for everything, and then I'll check it every couple of days for some new stuff. I've got some comedy stuff to work on. I've got a show coming up on Friday at O'Leary's No Jokes Bar Deluxe with Shane Ogden's going to be headlining that. And from Moncton, we've got Marty D and Eric Chase on coming in. I'm going to be hosting. I got to figure out what I got to do for that. I think I'm going to redo my... I've got some new additions to my having an anxiety attack at work bit. I've got some new stuff. Yeah, and speaking of which, I listened to the last week's episode and the Dan McCarthy episode both today, and I told the same story about getting written up for looking at the internet at work both times, and I apologize for that, for the repeats. It was 2 weeks apart, so... It was probably a word-for-word retelling because I'm a masterful storyteller like that, but I'm not going to get back into it. If you want to hear the funny version, you can come see the show on Friday. Also going up to the Wilser's Room this Thursday, booked by, I don't know, what do I say now, Brian?
Well, I'm just taking a slight break from hosting. We'll say, booked by, managed by, probably going to leave early by...
Brian Godso presents Wilser's Room Comedy. And anyway, we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll come back to more hot, sexy Brian Godso and John Forward action. Let's cue up the song. So, yeah, I had a hard day today. Not really, but I did stuff all day. I didn't settle down until about 4 p.m. Watch the newest episode of Homeland. But other than that, I did stuff. Tomorrow, probably going to go to a friend's Fat Tuesday pancake breakfast at his apartment. So we'll see what else we can do. Oh, but I think sometime over the next week, I just need to empty out my head. So here's Empty Head by Big Sugar, covering the CanCon right out the gate. St. John Forward Radio. Oh, every time, gotta turn up the volume on it. We are back. St. John Forward Radio. I'm the titular John Forward, and I'm joined by Brian Godso. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Great weekend. Feeling really good after that.
You gotta put the microphone closer to your mouth.
Oh, there we go. There now they go. Can hear me. You my sexy voice.
Yeah. Brian is the proprietor, the booker, the something of the Wilser's Room comedy show. We talked about that a little bit with Sam Laidman last week. You're taking a break from hosting duties this week.
Yeah, this month, next month, and maybe another month. I just want to get up and do a set, and as far as the booking part of it, I want to work on simplifying the process a little bit because it's gotten a little bit chaotic over the last couple of months.
Yeah, there's a lot of people signing up. I noticed there's a lot of new people that I don't know, but I haven't been going up as much lately. Are those mostly kind of one-shot wonders, or is there new people that are coming back and back and back, or how's it going?
Yeah, kind of surprised by the new people, because you do get a few one-shot wonders, but the majority of them have been sticking around, and they've been good, too. Matt Keenan came out swinging out the gate, although I don't know what he's doing with the shower curtains. I don't know where he thinks he's doing with that.
I don't think he actually thinks anybody is going to pay $89 for a Matt Keenan shower curtain. I thought about it, seriously. Not really, but... It's a funny thing to put out, I guess. There's a Matt Keenan dress available also.
I may actually pick that one up.
But he'd done, he's from St. John, he's done No Jokes Barred, and he did the evil show in KV that shall not be mentioned. he seems to be a go-getter. He did really well at the Hubcap, and he's going to be doing the O'Leary show in April. But lots of other new faces. Who else has been showing up repeatedly up there that's new?
Well, we've got Ethan Gaunce, who is the prototypical St. John guy, and we've got Sam Laidman, who started coming up between your and my shows, and a few people that have been trying to contact me through Messenger that, I've only seen once or twice, but they will come back.
Yeah.
Names kind of escape me for most of them, but... in fact, we got a couple people coming up this month, which is going to be kind of interesting. They got a friend documenting the process with the university. They're writing, they're... actual performance, they're going to be filming it and trying to get an idea of not just how they're doing, but just how the scene's working all together. So there's going to be some minor interviews and a few things like that I need to talk to everyone about, but it could be kind of cool.
We've got a flicker.
I'm good. I'm not having a stroke.
Why do you want to step back from hosting, and why would you prefer to just do a set?
Well, hosting's kind of exhausting after a while. You get up there in between everyone. You try your best to just sort of, tap dance around everyone. If somebody doesn't do well, you got to bring them back, and you might not have material prepared for that. And on one hand, I do love to do it because you get a lot of time and you get a lot of experience that way.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it'd be nice just to sort of sit back, let someone else take that burden, and just go up and do 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, I can see that. I try to get other people to host the O'Leary's show as much as I can, depending on who's on. But I don't know. At the R Bar, I think there's only been two shows where I didn't host it. You hosted one of them, and that was by necessity because I thought I was going to be running late. I ended up there on time, but. It's hard to hand over the reins. You probably have less selfish greed towards the Wilser's Room show since it wasn't your. That had been going for a little while before you jumped in. But I don't know. You're right though. But especially starting out, the opportunity to host something like that, it does help build those skills. Like I obviously, Now that I'm thinking about it, this might be another thing for the John Forward Mark Spludarf Hussein live making fun of, but I've got video from the first R-Bar show that is probably pretty awful.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
That's the only thing I remember about watching the footage is that was when I decided to not be drunk on stage anymore, because especially hosting, I could see myself getting drunker and drunker and drunker each time. And when I first started doing that show, I think I had like 4 10-minute long bits, which you can't tell a 10-minute long story in between everybody when you're hosting. So I leaned pretty heavily on the 10,000 joke book back in those days. I think I did a bit of a preamble at the beginning, and then I did a real set, the same as I do now after the intermission. That's where my like main written set goes. But in between everybody, I was just trying to pick out something from their sets and doing a joke from my stupid joke book. And that probably wore thin, doing like 6 of those every month. But I don't know. After doing it for so long, I don't know. It's helped me develop some skills. Like I don't feel uncomfortable not having something in mind in between everybody. Like I try not to do a whole lot of time in between people anyway, but I don't know, it's just putting yourself out there and forcing yourself to have to pay attention enough to, okay, I've got 5 to 10 minutes to think of something that I can comment on from something that the previous comedian said. So it's
right.
It's made me a little bit better at being coming up with stuff on the fly, or I should be using it to work more on my crowd work, but I always bail. It's always weird trying to do it at the R-Bar, because oftentimes the people in the front row are people that I know, so it's hard to be like, hey, what's your name? What do you do? but I don't know. I think it's fine to take a break every now and then, but you're giving up an opportunity, I think, if you're passing up on the hosting. In a show like that, though, where, as discussed, there's 80 million people that want to do the show every week. So there isn't a whole lot of time to do anything in between anyway. You mostly do a little bit at the beginning, or if somebody does horrible, you have to kind of bring the audience back. But for the most part, you can, if you don't have anything to say, you can get away with just, and this next person. But I don't know.
We definitely need to restructure. We need another night or another room or something like that, and I am working on that. Like, I do want to get that running, like, you know, beautifully, and somehow it always seems to work out.
Yeah.
Like, everyone goes over, there's always 50 million people in the show, but we're always done by 11.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we, same thing at the R-Bar. I was worried, like, this, usually every week if we're running behind, then, like, I'll end up like rushing through my introductions for the people that are on the second half of the show. I probably do more material in the beginning, but then we take the intermission, and so that's the second half usually has one less person, but we're starting an extra 10 minutes. Like, we'd start the beginning right at 9 usually, but then after the intermission we're a little bit into the hour, and depending on how long I ramble on in the middle, because I don't really pay attention to how much time I'm doing, because I'm the boss.
That's right.
But yeah, you don't want to, if you have like 15 people that want to go on, it's, you can't really justify hogging the mic like I do sometimes. But at the R-Bar, I keep it 7 or 8 people usually. There was one month where we crammed in 10 and we still came in on time, but I don't know. What are you thinking for Fredericton? More Wilser's room or somewhere else, or what do you think?
I'd like to do more Wilser's room. I like the location. I think it's got that history where we've been working there so often, and it's, people come to expect comedy there anyways, and I'd like to do more with it too. Like, I want to do roast battles. I would love to have a night booked where some of the more seasoned comics would like get set up into tiers. We have judges, maybe a few newbies doing a couple opening acts to start it out, and like see if we can't crown a New Brunswick champion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I thought about doing that at the R Bar, too. But the... it's kind of a weird thing. Like, it depends who's matched up with who. Because those kind of things. Like, if you don't know each other, it's kind of... It gets awkward. like at my roast, everybody, it was all in good fun and everybody liked each other. But even, especially the second season of Roast Battle, there was a couple of times where it just seemed to get awkward, like on the TV show. Like you can tell that they genuinely don't like each other and that you'd think that would make it better. But I don't know. It was weird. And I don't know. But it's definitely worth a try, just because we can't see. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
There's no sense in resting on your laurels because you can't see the final thing in your brain. I don't know.
Well, it's good to dip your toes in the water and change up the format every once in a while just to see what you can get away with and what works and, you know, just keep it interesting, you know?
Yeah, and there's definitely a need for it, since there's so many people that want to sign up every week. So if you needed to limit the number of people on a show, saying no for 2 weeks instead of for a whole month is a little bit easier to swallow.
That's what I get better at, is saying no.
Yeah. But anyway, let's take a break again. Do you want to tell us about the song request that you made for this evening?
Sure. I'm a big fan of the Cramps. A handful of songs that are my favorites. I think my absolute favorite is the one that I picked, even though I tried to talk you out into going to another song. But this is the one. Garbage Man by the Cramps.
This is the one that we're gonna play, but why'd you get cold feet? Why'd you want to change it to something else?
Because I'm kind of a dick when it comes to... I can say that, right?
I'm not sure. So
we'll find out. when it comes to song selection, because like I'll pick something, I'll be fine with it, and then if I let it lean a bit, I just want to listen to something else.
Yeah.
But no, this is my favorite Cramps tune of all time. Absolutely.
All right. I haven't listened to much of the Cramps. I like what I've heard, but I haven't delved deep. I gave this song a skim, but I'm looking forward to hearing it in its entirety.
Awesome.
On St. John Forward Radio.
listening to Local 107.3.
Yes, you are. And you're listening to St. John Forward Radio. I'm here with Brian Godso. Unfortunately, according to the Facebooks, I think we may have just created a new comedy beef. Matt Keenan did not appreciate dissing on the shower curtain. I didn't mean to break your heart, Maddie. I really do like shower curtains. I'm a big fan. I currently have a blood smeared handprint psycho shower curtain in my house.
It's pretty rad.
That's the only reason that I don't want a shower curtain with Matt Keenan's face on it, because I'm already covered. But if you're out there, I cannot recommend a better way to spend $89 than to get an official Matt Keenan comedy shower curtain. If you exist on Facebook, he is just pouring all of his money into those Facebook ads, and just buy, like his page, and buy a curtain, and maybe get a dress for your lady.
Well, there's nothing I want more than Matt Keenan to be watching me shower with unblinking eyes.
I think a good promotional video will be you in the shower wearing the Matt Keenan dress. And, I don't know.
Matt Keenan comes in with a knife and stabs me repeatedly through the shower curtain with his face on it.
Yeah.
And then he turns to the camera and says, only $89.99.
How much was the dress? I think it was, I don't know if it was more or less than $89.99.
I think that might have been around the realm of $60, which is more in my price range.
Maybe there's a combo deal. You can get like 10% off with the combo dress shower curtain. an extra 5% if you like his Facebook page, maybe. Anyway.
Matt, if you want to call in and clear that up sometime, please do.
Right. 648-5925 is the phone number if anybody wants to call in. It's area code 506 if you're outside of New Brunswick, or I guess outside of St. John in general, I guess, and you don't know what the postal code is. But 506-648-5925. We're taking calls. Oh, the phone's not ringing, so there isn't one to take. So, Do you think we salvaged that comedy beef, or do you think Matt's going to continue crying?
Well, Matt knows how I feel. He knows I've got strong emotions. I'll let you interpret it however you can, Maddie.
Yeah, I don't want all of my therapy that I've been going through for all these months to just... I'm finally coming to terms with all these conflicts with people, and I don't want to pour gas on the fire. I just want everybody to get along, and at the very least, pretend to like each other publicly and do shows together, and then save the trash talking for private behind the R bar in the parking lot conversations. So that's what we should be doing. Have you gotten caught up in any of the comedy beef waves?
I'm actually a little bit out of the loop on like anything new. Like, I know generally where the schism is, and I know where certain factions lie, and I guess I've been kind of like ghosting through all the factions somehow, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There isn't any actual battles taking place, just because everybody, all of the crybabies have isolated themselves from everybody. And it's kind of a weird. There's lots of behind the scenes talking. There's rumors floating around, but nothing's really happening. There's no shot fires. It's all seems to be backroom deals, and you know, there's one group of comedians in this city, and there's another that will never see this stage type subterfuge going on. Yeah, we don't need to get into it because these rumors are unsubstantiated, but I reached out to one person to either confirm or deny the rumor that I had heard, and they chose to ignore the message altogether, even though last time I had contacted this person, they had responded to me within 30 minutes. But Anyway, that's interesting.
I just try to stay out of it as much as I can.
Well,
I can.
You're a big time comedy booker now at the Welser's Room. That's where you kind of get sucked into the. I think all of the beefs that have ever happened have either been, at least one party involved has been somebody that's running a show. It's all about, you know, we're all a bunch of petty wieners. We get upset when we don't want, why don't I get to do that show? That other person gets to do that show, and my jokes are better than that person. That's really what it all comes down to. But I don't know. It seems to the people that are on the other side of this line that has been drawn in the sand don't seem interested in erasing that line, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, that is unfortunate. We should all be able to come together, at least professionally, if not, like, in the spirit of friendship or, you know, whatever. Because, really, you know, we have to have each other's back in this industry, because there's not a lot of stages. And that type of stuff, that works both ways. Like,
yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know. It's just weird, and people are going to notice. Like, if this show is going on, hey, how come John Forward isn't on the show? I see his name all the time in St. John Comedy and on the Facebooks. Why is he not here? Why is Mark Splude not here? Right. Why is Brian Godso not here? It's just it's unnecessary. And if you are running a show and you're using the show as your personal vendetta machine, it's not good for your audience either, because they're going to get tired of seeing the same 10 people over and over and over and over again, especially if some of those 10 people do the same set over and over and over again. So, I don't know. As far as for myself, for somebody that's trying to put together a show, I don't want to say no to anybody, because that's less people that I can put on my show, and that's less variety in the performances that happened, and that's potentially less audience members who that person might have some friends to bring along to the show. So, there's nothing that's happened that makes any of that make any sense. But
and there's nothing that's happened that can't be erased anyways. Like, it's just all a bunch of internet talk and a bunch of spats that, like, it would be very easy to bury this particular hatchet.
It would be if at least both sides need to be willing to do so. But the John Forward side, which I'm not the leader of this side or anything, but pretty much everybody that's on the same side of the line as I am is pretty much willing to work anything out with anybody. But the people that are on the non-John Forward side of the line seem to just want to dig their heels in, and they just want to be upset with people for no reason. And that's what it is. But I think I need to make another trip to the water fountain. So I think it's time for another song, and then we'll be back. Let's see what I want to play. Let's go with, let's hear some Cyborg Octopus with Disco Brain on St. John Forward Radio.
You are-
there we have it. We're back. We had a caller who made the crazy claim that rather than calling back after we come back on, they should just stay on the line. Now that we're here, awkwardly waiting for them to call back, I think there may have been some wisdom in that suggestion. Still, I'm going to have to figure out what the buttons are when they do call in, which should be right now if they're listening. But whoever it is, if they're listening, it may be online and there might be a delay, and who knows. You got to time it out, people. Don't call when there's a song playing. Dear gosh. Well, anyway, Matt Keenan has confirmed that the Matt Keenan dress is available for only $59.99. That is a full 20% off. I don't even know how to get that.
I'm feeling a little like Kellyanne Conway with this whole dress thing today.
How explain that analogy? Because I'm not getting it.
Well, I guess I'm not an elected official, so I'm not potentially barred from helping Matt push dresses with his face on it. But
I get it now.
It was
I forgot about the thing. I told the caller to call back in 45 seconds. Can you believe the nerve?
If it is who I think it is, I can.
Well, let's just, we don't know how long this phone call is going to take when it happens, so let's start with the plugs.
Sure.
What have you got coming up?
Well, we got the Wilser's Room, of course, which we've talked about. On Thursday, I'm going to do a bit longer of a set there. Longer of a set, I say, just like a more complete set. April 7th, I got the big show back home in St. Stephen, where I'm going to be opening up for the James Mullinger at the Garsland Civic Center, which I am actually pretty excited about coming back home, doing a longer set, being on home turf. It's going to be a good time.
What kind of venue is this? Is it like a hockey arena, the Civic Center?
Well, it's got a little bit of that in there. I think we got one of the upstairs rooms, boardrooms and stuff like that, yeah.
Will you be selling more tickets at that venue than Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, I've been in talks with Seinfeld's manager to get Seinfeld to play there, but I'm starting to come around to not thinking that it might not be actually Seinfeld's manager. So far I'm going to hold the record.
Yeah, all right. Well, Jerry Seinfeld has currently sold zero tickets. Here's our phone call. Let's see if it works on the first try. Hello. Caller.
Hey, St. John Forward?
Yes. And Brian Godso.
It's Bill Smith from Fredericton. What's up?
Not too much. What have you got? What kind of wisdom do you have to share with us tonight, Phil?
Well, I heard you had the Godfather on, so I just want to give a big shout out to Brian Godso.
Phil! What's up?
Godso!
This is a riveting conversation.
John, I missed the first part of the show. Did you get canned from the big talk on the radio or not?
No, I haven't been. No, I didn't. I don't think anybody cares. I didn't say anything.
Well, if you've been wondering, I had a few comments in my inbox about that.
You did. After listening to the last two episodes earlier today, I talked about the getting written up thing on both of them. So if they didn't catch the first one, I don't know. I don't remember signing any confidentiality agreement, but they're already giving me grief for stuff that's not even wrong. So bring it on, workplace
wow.
snoopers.
Hashtag shots fired.
So
hashtag John.
So, Phil and Brian here, you're quite the dynamic live-streaming duo.
When I inherited the Wilser's Room, when Vinny went out to Ontario, I also inherited Phil.
Yeah. Well, Phil can't take care of himself. He needs somebody. How are you?
I always say, I'm live here on the Phil Smith live-stream, and viewers, let us know in the comments where you thought you've heard that one before from Brian.
All right.
You always get your highest ratings when I'm there because we actually do video.
Just
That way you get 607 people.
I still need to get out there and experience the Phil Smith VR experience. I'm still gonna take you up on that at some point. Do you have Resident
Evil? Well, John, of course,
Resident Evil.
We'll get the Shark Cage first.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have Resident Evil.
How's that?
And oh my God, it's terrifying. I'm sitting here by myself, you know, in a motel sized apartment, you know, a little bachelor pad. You know, this is where the magic happens, and this is where I poop. You know, you can see it all. But I do have an $804 PlayStation VR set.
Yeah.
And I'm playing Resident Evil, and I'm sitting there just playing it, and I go, ah! I'm just by myself, almost having a heart attack, and I play kind of with my arms back, so when my heart squeezes, I don't have a, you know, I don't die.
Well, is that one, like, I thought most of the VR games, they hadn't really figured out how to move around without making you sick, so that you kind of warp around. How does that work in this game, which is normally just a traditional first-person thing? Does it disorient
you? Yeah, certainly. Great question. And a lot of games, like Ben and other spots, they have been doing warp-to-warp, you know. But Resident Evil, it's got full first-person controls. And you've got this flick turning thing. So it is a little, it's good. You can look around with your head, and you come up to a toilet, and you just look in.
Can you give
yourself
a swirly? And the
porcelain just shines in such a way, it's just magical.
Can you give yourself a swirly?
No, but you can shoot the toilet if you want.
Well, I guess that's a good second option. Yeah, I did a bit of video game live streaming in my days, but I haven't really kept up on it. It seems to kind of take the fun out of playing, where I feel like I have to like
be
entertaining,
yeah.
And I can't just like hug a wall and search all the corners for all the hidden treasures and everything. I feel like I need to actually do something, and I don't know.
But John,
yeah,
I thought you loved talking in a monotone voice at a, you know, minuscule audience for hours at a time.
I'd prefer to just keep my mouth shut and play my game, to be honest. But it depends on what it is. When the new Dark Souls DLC pack comes out, we'll get back into that, because I feel like that way. That's a game where I think if I'm playing it fresh and I'm allowed to just go around in a corner and get destroyed and have a genuine reaction, I think that's worthwhile. But when I'm really digging in there, I don't know. I feel like I'm... I guess people could just not watch it if I'm doing it, and I could just play as usual, but I don't know.
In my experience, people often do not watch when I live stream and play.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah?
You know, I sometimes have a tear go down my streak. I know you've been streaming for 3 hours, and I see that zero viewers on your live stream, and I just keep on keeping on, brother.
Thank you for keeping me in check, Phil.
Well, what else have you got for us, Phil?
Well, do you guys already talk about Kimmel? Did he kill it at the Oscars or not? I've watched all of it now. I'm caught up to date.
I don't know. I didn't watch the Oscars.
The only thing I know about it is...
Well, we got a big show this Thursday.
We do.
That's right.
Loser's Room. I hear you're going to be hosting it next month, not this coming up one.
A lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah, that's everybody's going to be coming in from out of province and out of country probably to come see that.
His fan base is far and wide.
Wow. Bring your chicken.
Bad Larry is going to be in the front.
Yeah, but we got Canoe hosting for us tomorrow. You know, it's going to be a roller coaster. It always is. Will he pull out the wrong Best Picture? I say yes.
The what?
He's making an Oscar reference.
Okay. It's way over my head, Phil.
I'm trying to widen the scope here, okay?
All right.
Well. Much love to the St. John Ford Show, and much love to the godfather of Fredericton comedy, Brian Godso. Phil Smith, out.
Always great to hear from Phil.
Good to hear from you, Phil.
See you later, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So that was Phil Smith. Not as good as a phone call as last week. I will have to say it's appreciated, Phil. But I don't know if the long pauses were him contemplating and thinking carefully about the next thing that he's going to say, or if there was a delay on the phone call. Either way, seemed a little awkward. Yeah, I don't know when the last time I live streamed some video games was. It's been months, probably.
I think you were playing Doom at the time.
Yeah, I played some Doom. I've been getting back into the Hotline Miami too, which I guess something that isn't as story based, I think, is probably easier to live stream because. I don't know. If I'm playing something that's got a story, I want to kind of pay attention to it and
right.
talk over top of it every time, which is how Phil Smith ruined my my Resident Evil demo live stream. Because I still don't really remember or knew what was going on in the demo. Having Phil Smith talk over it kind of it makes it a little bit less scary, or more scary, but in a different way than what was intended.
I don't know. Speaking of games, I'm actually hitting up Boston in 2 weeks. Hopefully doing some rooms down there. I know I'm doing one open mic, mainly going for Penny Arcade Expo, but actually to even just get up and like do 5 minutes in front of a bunch of surly Bostoners in a bar, like I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fun just to do it. I haven't done it very far, but like I did Portland this summer, and that was fun, and some of the shows are garbage and some of them are good, but it's extra reassuring when somebody like in a different scene that has no reason to kiss your butt kisses your butt a little bit.
Absolutely.
So it gives you some confidence, so that's good. So you've got the Wilser's Room, we've got the St. Stephen show in April. Anything else on the docket?
Well, nothing fully scheduled yet, but I'm going to start bringing shows back to St. Stephen more frequently this summer.
People's Pub, I did, was that, did you just do the one?
Just the one, yeah. I was going to do a second one, but I had a bout of depression that kind of got in the way of everything, and had to postpone it, but this summer I want to do 3, if not 4 shows, and the last one, I'm going to... if I don't chicken out, I'm going to do the experiment where I'm going to headline it, and I'm going to record it, and see if I can't get an album out of it that I could put up on Bandcamp or sell.
Yeah. Do you have an hour of material yet, or you're still building that up?
I'm still building that up. It'll be more like a half hour kind of album, too, I think, because I don't think I have a solid hour. Maybe 45 if I can hack it, but...
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing that. What do I got coming up? I've got the aforementioned, if you live in Fredericton, you should come out to the Wilser's Room this Thursday. What's the date?
March the 2nd.
March the 2nd.
8:30 p.m.
8:30 p.m. Going on a comedy road trip with Arif Hussein, Mandy Lynn Donovan. I haven't asked him, but James Hovey will probably come with us. And possibly Matt Keenan. There was Mandy Lynn's having side conversations with him, so she thought that he was looking for a ride, but he was offering a ride. I don't know what's happening, but I don't know. that's gonna happen. And then this Friday, No Jokes Bar Deluxe at O'Leary's from 9 to 11. I'll be hosting that one, and we've got Marty D and Eric Chason coming down from Moncton. Shane Ogden is headlining that. And then March 11th in Fredericton again at the Delta for Battle of Comedians Part 3.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I'll be battling Jimmy McKinley and Corey Hartlin, and Dan McCarthy and Mark Harnett are opening, possibly others, but those are the ones that I'm aware of. So you can get tickets for that. It's called Live Stand Up Comedy on Facebook, which is very descriptive, and you'll have no trouble finding the right one. But yeah, that should be a fun show. What else? I've got the R Bar, whatever the third Saturday of the month is. I think the 18th, maybe.
I also got the thing that involves both of us, where it's currently in production, but there's a little bit out there on the internet already, but we're filming Hard Times in the Maritimes, created by Matt Copeland, and I'm really excited for people to see it, even when we have right now. So check out the preludes if you can.
Yeah, I'm in prelude number 4. I forget what it's called again, but yeah, they've been filming the real episodes. I haven't made any appearance for the official ones yet, but Dick Johnson will return. So look forward to that. Anyway, this is thank you, Brian Godso, for joining me.
Thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure.
This has been St. John Forward Radio, recorded live every Monday in St. John, New Brunswick at local FM on the UNB campus, 9 to 10 every week, and then it gets reposted on johnforward.com and usually h2thec.podbean.com. I'll throw it in there. I'm going to probably change that, so if you have a subscription and it stops working, you'll have to find it again. But anyway, let's just play the outro music, and you can stay tuned for the person's show that is on after me. I probably should have asked her what it was called, but if you're listening live, stay tuned.